Ladies and gentlemen, the Florida Podmen present the World League of Idiots, the A to Z of Idiots. I have pressed record.
Give me like a warning about this stuff. Okay, I've pressed record.
Do you know I've been reading, because when we post our voices to Slack, where we store the stuff,
other podcasting and sharing things are available.
Yeah, it says it delivers some of the transcript.
Yeah, now, and it's never right.
Well, I was looking at the transcript going, that doesn't even make sense. Like, mostly it's people, it's us two. I mean, there's nobody else, but it's just one of us two going, you know what? And then what? And do you know this?
That's how our conversations actually are. I mean, just when you see them written down, it's shameful how you can't even string a sentence together between the two of us.
Yeah.
Actually, speaking of Slack, it's funny because I was listening back to the M episode in my car, and I didn't play it on
McDonald's McOnions.
McOnions. Yes. And I didn't want to play it on like Spotify or Apple or a podcast because I didn't want to inflate our listen numbers. You know, because I didn't want to go from one to two. You know, I thought I'd leave it quite low. And when I said on Slack, it was really strange because the theme music came on, and it was like double speed. And then it was like you going, hi, I pressed record. And it was just like insane. I think everybody should listen. If you have a mechanism on your phone or wherever you listen to this, listen to it on double speed. A, we'll take up half your time. You know, and we won't, like you'll be in and gone in 10 minutes. And B, it makes us sound even stupider than we already are.
Why is it done that then?
I panicked because then I had to go back and listen to it on a normal platform because I was just like, we didn't push this out like this, did we?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I don't know. I might have a setting or something like that. Or, you know, busy guy like me, it's good to listen to these things on double speed.
Anyways. Oh yeah, on the move. A lot of people say to me that they listen to it whilst they're doing other things. And I mean, there's a lot of joy in just listening to a podcast without doing anything else, like relaxing and things. So I struggle with anybody who says, oh, I listen to it in the background. Like, how do you take information in? I tell you what, though, these people who are listening and doing other things are very successful in their careers. So maybe it's me who's doing it wrong. Doth
multitasking,
quote the Raven. Yeah. Hang on. I've just got to sip my breakfast.
Oh, liquefied bacon.
I'm drinking Huel. That's... Huel.
Huel Lewis in the news.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, for the first time in forever, I decided to bring a non-alcoholic upstairs with me today as well.
I had some non-alcoholic gin last night.
Oh, really?
I don't drink gin and tonics. I had it with like some ginger beer and lime, and I don't know. I just got kind of bored and decided to like start mixing weird. We have regular full alcoholic gin and just decided to try that, and it didn't taste like anything, so
I don't recommend it. That's the worst translation is the gin ones. What's yours? Listeners, what's yours? What's your favorite non-alcoholic?
Yeah, please reach out on at Florida Podman on the X Twitterverse thing, and or drop us a letter in the post written by Quill to
and
Chris's
house. We'll, and we promise to read all email. Right. Okay. Now then, have we caught up enough? Are we all right? Are we up to speed?
Yeah. It's been a while, actually. I think. The listeners don't know this because it's just week on week. But I've been away for a few weeks. I've been overseas. And when I say overseas, I mean over a sea. It's been on
the
holiday.
The Mediterranean, maybe.
Yeah, I got all greasy for a week. And also sunburned. I got sunburned on my first day in Greece, and that was it. The rest of the week I just spent under an umbrella.
Was it mainland or islands of Greece?
It was Crete. It was an island.
I've been to Crete.
And then I went to Santorini on a little day trip to Santorini to do the little bubbly domes, and far too many Instagrammers for my liking, so, you know.
Oh, yeah. The influencers. Actually, on that, today's letter is the letter V. And whilst I was looking for, I was struggling, really struggling. I've forgotten my story, but I was even thinking about, well, maybe I could pick like a viral thing, and use that. And then you just look at all the influencers and you just go, I don't want to give them any more time. I'm done with the influencer.
You only had an OnlyFans one a few weeks
ago.
Yeah,
and I was sick. I was sick of myself for that. Do you know? I tell you what, the influencer. Should I tell you what they're not doing? Influencing me.
Harsh words, but true. There you go. Take a stand, man. Fight the power. Anyways, hi everybody. Okay. Welcome back again to the thing, and let's talk about some idiots. Yeah.
My name is Chris. And I'm going to do the first letter V now.
Do I when I do my story? Do I have to say my name first? Is that like doing public speaking? Hello, my name is Chris.
I just wanted to say
today
it out
I'm here
loud.
To talk to you about an idiot.
My lady, this is the V story. We've got a really good triple barrel name.
Fantastic.
Really good. So look forward to that.
If it was with a Spanish accent, that's the only way it could be better.
Now, yeah, I don't think it is.
Damn it.
You know, in the past, we've done one of those kind of, you read the headline and then you don't know what the story is. You sort of want to be surprised on the day. Well, there's two things that I wanted to do. I wanted to make sure that this wasn't a Florida person. And it's really short, by the way, but I wanted to make sure it wasn't a Florida person. And I also wanted to make sure that it kind of was legible and felt like it was right. This, I'm just going to have to click onto the actual...
I like your high standards, Chris, you know?
Yeah.
Here we are, you know, 8 seasons into this and you're still striving for excellence.
Yeah, and then I'll go, right, well, I'll surprise myself on the day. So I've just opened the story and I've got a picture of the girl who it concerns. The lady who it concerns is... this lady, I don't know if you can see her there.
Yeah, she's got some chains on. She's doing selfies. Yep.
Okay, she is called Janice May Cox.
Really?
Yeah, Janice May Cox.
Oh.
Or May, she may not Cox.
My Cox. I thought her first name was Get Off. That would be even better.
Right, and oddly... I'm going to get to the headline now, okay? But it includes her name instead of saying, like, woman or lady. Anyway,
I could say she's famous. You know, it would be like, Brad Pitt does this. But if it's just like a man, it's fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, Janice May Cox allegedly forced a man to eat dog food after he stole her vibrator. : Caught.
That's the first time we've had a colon court, I think. I was waiting for the cops.
That's it. Yeah, cops or...
These little surprises, Chris, that just authorities. Keep us spicy for us, you know.
Caught a woman. And then it goes, switches it. In the actual readout, it changes that to woman. I think they've got it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the lady who's reporting this is called Catherine Birmingham. And both of those two words are spelt wrong, as far as I can see. So maybe she's taking it out on everybody else. Catherine... spelled Kathryn. Now I'm saying I know that is what it is, but it isn't the traditional way of Catherine. And Birmingham, check this one out: Birmingham. Ah, God, the world's gone mad. Right, so
it's written by AI or something.
Oh God, do you think it is? No, it can't be. It says
I'm actually AI this week. I don't think the listeners know this, but basically we've decided to. You're just doing this by yourself now, and then based on the previous episodes. Just filling in the blanks with my voice. It's just responding. I mean, let's face it, it can't get any more blasé than I've been. So, hey, here we go. All right, Catherine Birmingham, let's do it.
Okay. A woman was allegedly so...
Leather?
A woman was... No, a woman was allegedly so furious. She was allegedly furious. That's the wrong place for the allegedly.
You use allegedly because you don't want to get sued, but saying someone's furious isn't anything you could
do. She's got the... Catherine, what are you doing? I think this is Catherine's first day.
She was furious. Are you sure? Was she actually really, truly... Well...
Don't quote me.
Put allegedly in there. We'll be all right.
A woman was allegedly so furious. A man stole her vibrator. Ooh, she punched him. Before he was forced to carry out a degrading act, a court has heard. So we don't like the violence from man or lady or theys, right? Don't do any violence, but this is part of it. So this is from Australia News.
Good eye, mates. Like that. Yeah. Is that what they...
Yeah. In Adelaide.
Oh, that's where I got married, Natalie.
All right, is that right? Okay, that's good.
The story's not about me, is it? I don't remember having any dog food.
No. But... or vibrators. No.
Well.
And an Adelaide woman allegedly, again, we've got the allegedly, held a man, this is the right time for an alleged. She held a man against his will and inflicted violent and degrading acts upon him, including forcing him to eat dog food. Mm-hmm. Reason being, he stole her vibrator. So let's have a look. Let's unpack this. It's not just Janice May Cox that's involved in this, right? She's 22, by the way, in case you're interested. There are two others that are facing several charges over the
vibrator theft crime ring. Who knew?
Yeah. Yeah, this ring's getting bigger. And two others are facing several charges, right? It happened on August 6th of last year. Now, it depends when you read this, doesn't it? Because you'd think that's 2022. No, it's 2019. It's before Will went crazy. Oof. There were some prosecutors say that the offences took place at the Elizabeth North in the northern suburbs where Cox was living at the time. She pleaded not guilty to the charges and will face trial in 12 months. So that was in 2020. Again, I think dates are essential to this bit. She discovered that the victim had stolen personal belongings, particularly, I would have said, including, but she says particularly, a vibrator. And that was when she spontaneously went over, punched him, whoosh. Joel Hawkins, he's the lawyer for Cox. He says she was present when the alleged victim, again, I think it's the victim allegedly did something, right? Allegedly was forced to eat dog food, but not. They're not. She's not getting charged for the punch or anything else. The violence part of it. Hawkins, who's this? Oh, Joel Hawkins.
Joel Hawkins, yeah.
Sorry, it's the same guy. I know. It's so made up.
This story to me with like the May Cox and the vibe and the rings, and the ring was getting wider and there's a foreskin. Like,
wait,
is this real?
I said the ring was getting wider. That was me. Okay. Quote the Raven. And I think you introduced it by saying there's a vibrator ring. That's why I said the ring's getting bigger. I was being childish. Foreskins? No, Hawkins. Hawkins said the case against Cox, who appeared in court by video link from prison, that must be because of the old pandemic there, was weak in terms of her culpability for the joint enterprise. Were the wrong words, Catherine.
Heist is what this is. It's like Ocean's 14.
Her presence for the entirety has been alleged. That's disputed, he said. She was there for parts of it.
This is terrible. This is terrible reporting.
Yeah. The victim admits to not having known where she was. What? The victim admits to having not known where she was at other times. Ah, that's it. I don't know where I was at other times. And the victim also admits having consumed a large amount of drugs. I did some drugs. I didn't inhale. But prosecutor Damien Cunningham told the court on his case, Cox had played a significant role. Mm-hmm. He said that when the victim was refused the ability to leave the premises, it became violent and after the items were stolen. So she was there. I'm just jumping ahead a little bit here. It was determined she was there, but not necessarily there through all the thing. She was forcibly removed from the premises by her partner's family members. They would not let her back in to retrieve her personal belongings. Then she kicked the door, banged the door, removed her bracelet. Hang on, I've missed a bit about... Oh, here we go. Cox was granted home detention bail after her arrest last year, but taken back into custody in July before she cut off her monitoring bracelet and absconded. Mm. So this gets wider. The ring expanding. And so on and so on. Right, so the end word on this is Cox is facing charges including false imprisonment, taking part in and filming a humiliating or degrading act.
Oh. I don't know, that was a crime. Yeah. Otherwise we'd be in fucking prison for doing this podcast.
So there we go. That's it. It's she seems very troubled, I'll say that. And she's all of her photographs are sort of her kind of doing this the devil fingers to the
devil
camera.
Horns.
Yeah.
Like a Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
You get the horns.
Yeah. So there we go. Janice May Cox, welcome to the league.
Well, you deserve a drink after that. A lot going on there, man. That was like, we talked about this in the early days. There was like, with some of the Florida Man stories, it was almost like the fridge magnet poetry. Where you just like get a random, like there's 1,000 little tiles with random words on and you just kind of make a poem out of them. And that, yours was that. Vibrators,
you're
rings,
right.
Foreskins.
Yeah. It's interesting though how that was also, with a crazy story, it was also coupled with bad journalism as well. Mm-hmm. Which was, yeah. So it was just, that's a difficult one to unpack. But there we go, we have unpacked.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I guess I'll stick to the brief. Hello, my name is Kevin. This is my story. No, it's funny. I have two stories, and one of them I want to tell so bad because it's told the name of the guy in it, and it's just so funny. But it's not as good an idiot story, and it's not as fleshed out as the story I think I'm going to tell.
Okay. Maybe we could save that one for another time.
We'll go to the next time we go around. Or we'll just, maybe I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
I love it so much. Here we go. This is my story. This is from the Mail Online headline. Now, this, you could say this about pretty much every story. Headline, are these the dumbest criminals ever? ? Well, let me help you with some... flesh this out a bit for you, Chris. You can answer that question.
Okay.
Crooks who spent, in caps, 7 months digging a 30-meter tunnel into a bank leave empty-handed when they can't work out how to open the safe.
Right. Just go again.
Okay.
So
crooks, so criminals, who spent 7 months digging a 30-meter tunnel into a bank leave empty-handed when they can't work out how to open the safe.
So, right, so they didn't take the safe into the tunnel. That's what I was...
Yeah,
in
no,
my head, so, that's what they did.
Let me go here. So, and my V becomes very apparent when I read the next sentence. Bungling, which is one of our favorite words here, bungling burglars have been filmed fumbling around inside a bank vault, unable to open the safe as a year's worth of planning and digging comes to nothing. So, this is from Uruguay. I don't think we've had a story.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So they basically were planning to break into these high security strong boxes within the safe of a branch of the Republican Bank of Uruguay in Montevideo. There's videos and stuff like this. But basically there's video of these guys just like, and it's going to have Benny Hill music on. These guys just like trying everything in the world to try to get into these lock boxes, into the safe and stuff like that. Hilarious images of their desperate attempt at burglary have now been released by the Interior Ministry, who have been hunting down all parties involved. So the crew, these criminal guys, and it's fun. Like, this is why I think this will affect the scoring. These guys spent out of their own pockets 25,000 pesos. That's about 600 and some odd pounds, like, I don't know, 800 bucks or something like that, every month to rent the shop next door in order to tunnel underneath the bank. So they've been spending money every month to do this bank heist, and they got nothing because they couldn't open the safe at the end of the day. So they've been basically, and this is like any, I mean, there's lots of heist movies. There was, what was that one on Netflix, the with the Spanish ones, with a Salvador Dali mask. Bank Heist, was it called, or something like that?
Oh, yeah, The Heist or something.
Money Heist, I think it was.
Money Heist. Like that. There we go, yeah.
So they've been working around the clock for a year. After 7 months of tunneling, they created a 30-meter long, about 5 foot high entrance into the bank from below. And then on CCTV, it just basically shows that they finally made their way into the bank. And then they just shows the guys like popping up through the hole, trying to open the safe, popping back down, coming back with like bigger tools every time, like bigger hammers and bigger drills and stuff like that, trying to crack into the safe. One of them even locked himself in the building after going through a door that locked behind him.
This is crazy. I love this sort of cartooniness being.
Yeah, he was forced to climb over the gate to rejoin his team. I don't know if you can see that. He's trying to climb, over.
I see
like a cage, to rejoin his team at the bank in the Colon neighborhood, or one of our favorites, Colon neighborhood of the city. Yeah. Long story short. Yeah, they spent about £6,000, 210,000 pesos in rent, for the shop
for
next
the other,
door.
For the other shop. This yeah. is sorry to interrupt.
It does. It does take a serious turn.
Up to this point, then, this is an episode of Tales of the Unexpected, the old program. There is this one that happens, but without the renting, they break into an antique shop, and then do what you're saying. They kind of like, tunnel in, and they're trying to, so they've got to watch themselves from the place that they've broken into, and obviously there's the bank as well. But I won't spoil the ending for that one.
Well, do you want to plug your other podcast while we're here? Might as well. Sounds like
it's just the Tales of Unexpected podcast. It's been on hold for quite a while, and it's just started recording again.
There you go.
Thanks.
No worries. So the guy that was kind of in charge of like the organized, like paying the rent and stuff like that, his name is Mario. Yeah, he was shot dead right after a couple hours after the robbery. So I think they're trying to cover their tracks. This guy's mother says that they wanted to erase the evidence, so they shot him 4 times. Yeah. Okay, back to some fun stuff here. Police are now hunting the ringleader of the heist, who is nicknamed El Topo. So
yes!
what does El Topo mean? Now, it's got something to do with what they're doing, with that, like the way they're doing this whole crime. Yeah. El Topo is very fitting.
Topo is like a mouse or something, or a burrowing rodent.
Mole. That's what
Mole.
It is.
Mole.
Yep. They're saying that basically El Topo, they think he's fled across the border into Brazil. Yeah, so basically that's it. These guys got away empty-handed, spent almost a year tunneling in, spent several thousand pounds renting out the place next door, and the one thing they didn't quite take into account was how to open the fucking safe.
They got so far. So near, yet so far. Amazing. Amazing. That's a good...
And according to the Mail Online, hilarious CCTV footage. So in your own time,
right,
Google
okay.
it. Uruguay bank robbery vault thing gone wrong.
Good. Now, the thing about things like that is you're absolutely right. It has that kind of all stages. That I love the amount of planning just to prove that you're an idiot. It's great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. I'm going to try and bring up the list. It's not there.
Can I show you the headline of their story?
Yeah, whilst I'm doing this. Wait. You want to show me?
Yeah, just on video. We don't want listeners to hear it.
Oh.
That's a good one, right?
Oh. It's interesting.
But it's told. It's very funny. And the main guy's name is hilarious and stuff like
so,
that.
So, go on then. Why? What stopped you doing that one then?
It's very short.
You see...
The criminal involved, we don't know anything about them because it's a quick crime. It's still on, they haven't caught the person, but they don't know anything about it. Like if, when, how, what, anything like that. So,
well, this is the
It's a funny story. And if it was the World League of Funny Stories done, we got to rank these idiots. So I unfortunately took one for the team, I think is the best way to put that.
I had to search for a more... This was like a paragraph in when I saw that story in the New York Times. And then I had to go to the Australian page to find something a bit more juicy. But that was... I had the same. I was like, should I do this? It's going to be over in a jiffy.
Jiffy?
Anyway, right, now. Okay, there are 66 people on this list that I'm looking at.
Tom. There's not even that many people in the world.
No, I know. What was last week?
Last week was you. There was an underwear story that I told about the guy rubbing banks with his underwear on his head. And yours was... what the hell was yours again? It was only a week ago.
Yeah, I know.
It must have been great. It's...
The thing about it was...
Umbrella?
Was it a place? Uruguay.
Oh, yeah, you told my story. You should have told my story last week, and I could have told my backup story this week.
I've got it. Unusual name. I found it. Okay, so here's the problem I've got. Last night, I went through my phone, because I keep them in the... I keep the headlines in a new tab. A window. Put the tabs together. I found from probably about a month ago the story that I was going to do for you, and it's great. So I don't want to say, oh, I wish I'd have done this because I really want to do that story at some point. So
Is it set in Zimbabwe by any chance?
It's not set in Zimbabwe. No, I don't think I can crowbar it in either. Mm-hmm. It's just such a good story. Anyway, right, okay, back to this week, though. We have two. We have the Janice. We have Janice and dog food. Vibrator stealing.
Vibrator violence. That's all we can call this one.
Fucking hell, that's quick.
The mind
right,
boggles.
Right, vibrator violence. Because an alliterated headline is always best for this, I think.
I'm trying that when I name these episodes. That's what I'm trying to do.
It just makes perfect sense. Like, we have tried it, but every now and then it's just we've picked something that makes sense rather than... So, right. Here's the reason I like it so much. It is because we don't really hear from the lady, Janice, right? What we hear is that the prosecution, and these stories are, well, the prosecution and the defence, I suppose, as well. So these stories are just, they clatter against each other, and it feels like we're getting nowhere. Everybody's saying, yeah, this did happen, by the way, but not everything happened. Mm-hmm. Just like, we were there, but like not all night. So it can't have been us. These are the bits I like about it.
What's that Kurosawa movie, Rashomon? They did a little bit in Star Wars Episode 8, The Last Jedi, where like everything's told from different, the same story.
That's right.
But it's told from different points of view.
Yeah.
And nothing really lines up to the end. And I think what I like about your story is if this was a game of like Mad Libs or something like that, where it was like, man forced to eat blank after he steals blank. There's no way we would not even one of the two things.
And actually, because of how weird this thing is, you sort of forget that he was eating dog food as well. There's like you just think maybe this is because there was a vibrator. No, this is the fact that it's just a weird fucking story.
What I will say for devil's advocate here is this story to me is almost like the story that I just didn't tell. It's a funny story, but where does the idiocy rank? Now, I'm not saying that forcing somebody to eat dog food because that's pretty stupid. So that's kind of where I am in my mind is like,
Okay. So if we go from this as like, I made this guy eat dog food. What? Why? Because he stole my vibrator. That's where I'm going.
You're an
idiot. You're an idiot.
Point.
Yeah.
point, Chris.
So I know it's not right up at the top because it's, and also there is that sort of like hint at, well, not hint, there's blatant violence involved in this. And we don't want to headline that. But is there a way that we can probably say, I don't know. I'm thinking about an almost a 9, like 8.7. Just because I think it's a strong story, but it shouldn't be. This should never have happened.
I think it's strong because it's, like I said, kind of back to my point, is the idiocy is there. So we've kind of covered the brief, but it's also, it's a funny story. Like if it's...
The
violence part.
Yeah.
If you heard somebody talking about this, like, let's say you're sitting on a train and like three rows over or behind, somebody's mentioning this happened to their friend, you'd be just like laughing your head off. So Yeah. So I think I can eat four for me, I think.
Yeah. Well, do you know, I was about to say, hang on, how about this? Because I don't think it's as good as, but I think it's in the same realm as the Weekend at Bernie's Post Office. It's kind of like, you know, somebody's committed a crime, but it's just the funny way that they committed the crime, and they're not going to get away with it. Okay, well, that was 8.5. There's an 8.4. I'd be happy to... Should we say 8.45?
That's how averages just work, my friend.
Let me move my beer out. Let me pretend beer out of the way. Right, on to safe robbing buffoonery.
Vaults. We'll go with vaults just so I can kind of like sleep at night knowing I got a V story in there.
Yeah. I read a story the other day when I was trying to look for my things. And it was, I don't know if we did this. It felt so familiar. Maybe I said no. It said, and I don't know if this was the same article, but it said something like people try to use like a forklift truck or something to remove an ATM with hilarious consequences or something like that. I was like, I'm sure we've done something like that. Mm-hmm. This is almost that.
Yeah, it's kind of the ATM guys pissing on the, you know, they set fire to
the ATM. That's the one I was thinking of. Maybe it wasn't that. But this is the bit, this is the groovy bit about your story is it felt so well planned.
Yeah.
Really did. Like they've got this is what we do. What they forgot about was this going to solve the problem? And so they did all this work and it wasn't going to solve the problem. And that's why this is why all our idiots are great, is because they're just not thinking four steps ahead. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to rate it, though, yet.
I mean, idiocy, because I think there's a certain charm in idiots that...
charm.
There's a certain charm in idiots that think they've got it all figured out, and they clearly don't. Now, these are almost a little too advanced. Like, they really probably did have it all figured out. I mean, digging a hole, really. It's not that bad. You know, they rented a place next door, check, you know, but they spent some money. So they've actually come out substantially worse off. Even if they didn't get caught.
They just
didn't get the money. They've lost money on this scheme.
If you concentrate on that alone, like, if the headline was something like, you know, thieves steal 10 grand but spend 12 grand in trying to do that's nothing. A great headline anyway. So if you're looking at the formula, that's the formula, and therefore that is pretty good. Like, that's a 9.
Aspiration plus idiocy. You know, that's like, to me, I don't know where it kind of sits. Almost like, it's a completely different story than when you told, but score-wise, I almost feel like it wants to be exactly the same score. Like, it's like, feels like really, really strong, but not the strongest. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's high up.
I'm going to go 8.4. I'm going exactly the same score because I just want to just create chaos.
Well, same score okay. I'm going to go 8.45
if I can. Yeah. We can have a tie. We can have a tie episode.
Yeah, of course we can. What we've never done it before. What is the what vault?
God, I can't think of a good pun or another V.
I know I can't. Is that it? Is there only three letters V's? Words.
Well, it's not, they're not victims. It's victory. Not their vault. I don't know. We'll figure that part out off air because I don't think people care.
Vaulty McVaultface.
Vaulty Towers. How about that? Because it feels like bumbling like Manuel and Basil. Yes.
That's brilliant.
Got it at the end.
That's how it always works. And most of these were kind of like, why don't we do this? Right. And we got an 8.45 coming in at you. And that's a really easy average to work out. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. That's it. I think that's a great episode where we've
salvaged it. We're definitely into like the shit letters of the alphabet now. Like the, you know,
but the they're sticking. Sauce. When you get a good one, right, there's only like one. Like, but it's a good one.
We got to work hard. I think that's
yeah. What comes after V? Is it the double V?
Take another. Why do they call it a W? I mean, is it because most W's are written? Yeah, but most W's are written pointy. Should be double V.
Yeah, like fangs.
You're welcome. Oh, sorry.
Double V.
Double V. Double. All right, next week, double V. Thank you very much, everybody. And I've gone German. Let's get out of here.
Nice.
Enjoy, right, enjoy the rest of your beer.
Yeah, enjoy the rest of...
I wasn't talking to you. All right, gang. See you later.
Goodbye.